The quarterly Consumer Sentiment and Inflation Expectations Report, conducted by the Institute for Policy and Opinion Research at Roanoke College, conducted in mid-February, revealed that consumer sentiment went down almost 13 points, the second lowest reading in series history. That goes back more than a decade. Dr. Alice Cassens is a senior analyst for the Institute.
Humans, by nature, do not like uncertainty. We prefer a sure thing over an uncertain thing. And so all these conversations about tariffs and the potential for them to cause prices to go up, whether you understand how that mechanism works or not, hearing that makes you concerned that, you know, the prices for the goods and services that you need to buy for your family may go up, and you may be going back to 2022 when we had very high inflation.
That consumer uncertainty can, in a worst-case scenario, lead to people that stop spending for non-essentials and a recession. There are some positive factors, however, says Cassens, who will become a dean at Roanoke College in July.
It certainly is a good sign that our labor market seems to have stabilized. The unemployment rate is about where it should be in good times. Consumers still have pretty strong consumption. You know, inflation is at 3. It's not as low as certainly policymakers would like it to be, but it's getting there. That will serve as a buffer for these concerns.
Cassens notes that consumer spending accounts for about 70% of economic activity in the U.S., a major reason why the consumer sentiment metric is closely watched. Gene Marano, WFIR News.